Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 22, The Journey of Self-Discovery, Uncovering Your True Self. Welcome to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into a journey of self-discovery. We'll explore how to uncover the true self and live a life that's more aligned with your inner essence. This episode is inspired by some profound concepts, but we'll keep it personal and relatable. The journey of self-discovery is about peeling back the layers that obscure our true essence, understanding our inner selves, and finding a sense of peace and authenticity. Before we get started, I have some exciting news. Metanoia Madness is now available on YouTube. You can now watch the episodes and join our growing community. Make sure to subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any updates. And that's not all. We're thrilled to announce the launch of our new website. You can visit us at metanoiamadness.com. For more information about Metanoia Madness, we're also adding a blog section where we'll be sharing insights, tips, and stories related to the podcast themes. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our newsletter to stay updated on all the latest content and events. Now let's dive into today's topic. We'll start by understanding what we mean by the true self. Often we get caught up in our thoughts, emotions, and the roles that we play in life. But there's a deeper part of us that simply observes and experiences without judgment. This deeper part is constant, unchanging, and exists beyond the surface level of experiences. Now let's talk about the concept of home frequency, a term popularized by Penny Pierce. Home frequency refers to the state of being where you're most aligned and balanced with your true self. It's that inner harmony and experience when you're in your natural state, free from external pressures and internal conflicts. Your home frequency is a unique vibration that resonates with your true essence, bringing a sense of peace and clarity. Think about a time when you felt completely at peace, perhaps in a quiet moment in nature or while engaging in a hobby you love. That sense of calm and presence is a glimpse of your true self. It's that part of you that remains steady amidst the chaos of everyday life. Recognizing and tuning into your home frequency can help you stay connected to your true self, providing a sense of stability and clarity. One way to recognize your home frequency is to pay attention to the activities or moments when you feel most alive and authentic. These are the times when you're not trying to be someone else or meet external expectations. Instead, you're simply being fully immersed in the present moment. Let's try a simple exercise to help you connect with your home frequency. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Imagine a place where you feel completely at ease and free. This can be a real location or a place in your mind. Spend a few moments visualizing this place, noticing the details, the sounds, the scents. Allow yourself to fully experience the peace and tranquility of the environment. As you do this, notice any shifts in your body or mind. This feeling of alignment and peace is a reflection of your home frequency. Practicing this visualization regularly can help you tune into your true self more easily, especially during stressful or chaotic times. As we continue our journey of self-discovery, it's essential to understand the layers and conditioning that obscure our true selves. These layers are formed by our past experiences, societal expectations, fears, and limiting beliefs. They act like filters, distorting our perception of ourselves and the world around us. Think of these layers as a heavy coat you've been wearing for years. At first, it might have been useful, providing warmth and protection. But over time, it became burdensome, restricting your movement and weighing you down. To rediscover your true self, you need to start shedding this coat, layer by layer. Conditioning begins early in life. From childhood, we are taught certain beliefs and behaviors that shape our identity. While some of these teachings are positive and helpful, others can be limiting and detrimental. For example, you might have been told always to put others' needs before your own, leading to the feeling of guilt when you try to prioritize yourself. The first step in shedding these layers is to recognize them. Pay attention to reoccurring negative thought patterns or emotions. Ask yourself where they come from and whether they truly reflect who you are. This process requires honest introspection and willingness to confront the uncomfortable truths. Try this exercise to start identifying and releasing layers of conditioning. Take a moment to reflect on a recent situation that triggered a strong emotional reaction. Write down what happened and how you felt. Then ask yourself, what beliefs or fears were triggered in this situation? Where did these beliefs and fears originate? Do they still serve you, or are they holding you back? For each belief or fear that you identify, write a positive affirmation that reflects the true self. For example, if you realize that you fear rejection because you were often criticized as a child, You might write down, I am worthy of love and acceptance just as I am. Once you've identified your layers of conditioning, the next step is to start shedding them. But this isn't an overnight process. It requires consistent effort and self-compassion. Some strategies to maintain these pillars include mindfulness, meditation, journaling, therapy, and even coaching. By shedding these layers, you begin to feel lighter, freer, and more connected to your true self. It's like removing the heavy coat and feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin for the first time in years. This process opens you up to new possibilities for growth, joy, and authenticity. One of the most powerful ways to connect with your true self is by fully embracing the present moment. Our minds often dwell in the past, replaying old memories and regrets, or they leap into the future worrying about what might happen. However, the true self exists in the here and now. The present moment is where life truly happens. When you're fully present, you're more attuned to your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings. The state of presence allows you to experience life more deeply and authentically, free from the distortions of past and future concerns. Being present means letting go of the need to control or judge your experiences. It's about accepting each moment as it is, without resistance. This doesn't mean you ignore the problems or challenges, but rather you approach them with a clear and open mind. To practice being present, try this simple exercise. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Focus on the sensation of air entering and leaving your body. Notice how the chest and abdomen rise and fall with each breath. If your mind starts to wander, gently bring your focus back to your breathing. Now open your eyes and look around you. Take a few moments to really notice your surroundings. What do you see, hear, smell, and feel? Engaging your senses can help ground you in the present moment. Think of three things that you're grateful for right now. They don't have to be big things. They can be simple as the warmth of the sun on your skin or the sound of the birds singing. Focusing on gratitude can shift your attention to the positive aspects of the present moment. Living in the present moment can transform your life. It allows you to respond to the situations with clarity and calmness rather than reacting out of habit or fear. It also helps you enjoy the simple joys of life that often go unnoticed when you're preoccupied with the past or the future. Consider the times when you're fully immersed in an activity, whether you're watching a beautiful sunset, creating art, or spending time with loved ones. In those moments, you weren't worrying about what happened yesterday or what might happen tomorrow. You were simply being present and being fully engaged. These moments of presence are where we often find our greatest peace and joy. We're human beings, not human doings. Incorporating presence into your daily life doesn't require drastic changes. Here are some simple ways to stay present throughout the day. Take time to really enjoy your food. Pay attention to the flavors, the textures, and the smells. Eat slowly and savor each bite. Whether you're walking in nature or through the city, take a few moments to really notice the surroundings. Feel the ground beneath your feet and the rhythm of your steps. When you're talking with someone, give them your full attention. Listen not just to the words, but also to the tone of their voice and their body language. This can deepen your connection and understanding. By embracing the present moment, you open yourself up to richer, more meaningful experiences of life. It helps you connect more deeply with your true self and the world around you. The ultimate goal of self-discovery is to live authentically from your true self. This means making choices and taking actions that align with your inner values and deepest truths. When you live authentically, you express your true self in every aspect of your life, leading to greater fulfillment and sense of purpose. Living authentically involves being honest with yourself and others about who you are, what you believe, and what you desire. It requires courage to let go of the masks and the roles that you've adopted to fit in or meet others' expectations. Instead, you embrace your uniqueness and allow it to guide your actions and decisions. To start living more authentically, try these exercises. Take some time to reflect on the following questions. What are my core values and beliefs? What activities or pursuits make me feel the most alive and fulfilled? Where in my life am I not being true to myself? Consider areas in your life where your actions and choices don't align with your true self. This could be in your relationships, career, or daily habits. Write down these areas you think about and how you can bring them into better alignment with your inner values. Based on your reflections, set clear intentions on how you want to live more authentically. These could be small changes, like spending more time on a hobby you love, or bigger shifts, like pursuing a career that aligns with your passions. Consider the story of someone who decided to leave a high-paying, unfulfilling job to pursue a passion for the art. At first, they faced doubt and uncertainty, both from themselves and others. However, by staying true to their inner calling, they found a deeper sense of satisfaction and purpose in their work. This shift not only brought them joy, but it also inspired others to pursue their own passions. Living authentically isn't always easy. You may face resistance from others who aren't used to the old version of you, or you may encounter fears or doubts from within. Here are some strategies to help you overcome these challenges. Surround yourself with people who support and encourage your journey of self-discovery. This could be friends, family, or a community of like-minded individuals. Be kind to yourself as you navigate this path. Understand that it's okay to make mistakes and that your growth is a process. Regularly engage in practices that help you stay connected to your true self, such as meditation, journaling, and spending time in nature. When you live authentically, you experience a greater sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Your actions are aligned with your true self, leading to a life that feels more meaningful and rewarding. You also inspire others to live authentically, creating a ripple effect of positive change. Living authentically from your true self is a journey that requires ongoing commitment and courage. By understanding your core values, making choices that align with your inner truth, and embracing the present moment, you can lead a life that truly reflects who you are. And if you want to dive deeper into the power of authenticity, be sure to check out a previous episode where we explore the topic in detail. As we wrap up today's episode on the journey of self-discovery, remember that self-discovery is an ongoing process. It's about peeling back the layers that obscure your true essence, understanding our inner selves, and living authentically in alignment with our deepest values. But recognizing and tuning into your home frequency, shedding the layers of conditioning, embracing the present moment, and living authentically in your true self, you can uncover a deeper sense of who you are and lead a more fulfilling life. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Metanoia Madness. If you found this discussion inspiring, please share it with others and leave a review. Your feedback helps us grow and reach more people on their own journey of self-discovery. And don't forget to check out our previous episodes, especially the one on power of authenticity, for more insights and inspiration. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and stay connected to your true self. I'm Nicholas, signing off until next week.